Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. It's James in Springfield. My girlfriend told me that I need to treat her more like a princess. So I sold her to a neighboring kingdom.
Pretty funny.
I'd like to request two records. Not because I'm greedy, but because I don't have any, despite owning two turntables and a microphone.
He put his own crickets?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. I got a return.
You did?
Yeah, already.
Oh, no. What does it say?
Someone wrote ASL.
Age, sex, location.
Gross.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So gross.
They want to bang you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is not a small glass of water.
No, it's a cartoon-sized glass of water.
Did you bring it from your home with your lead pipes?
No.
Hold it up. See if anything's swimming in it.
Massive.
It is.
Am I turning my headphones down? I don't know how they got up so high.
I don't know.
Did something change?
Nothing changed.
Oh, you know, you leave the studio, things happen.
Yeah, you drink, you get hydrated. I think what happens is you've hydrated and now you've got better hearing.
Well, I had
you're like Aquaman.
There was a big weekend last weekend for Big Owen Duke's hoard stock.
Yeah, I saw the picture. That's a lovely painting.
And it's like going to Las Vegas because the amount of like partying
sure.
and work that's done and we're doing shows.
Well, it's got to be, I mean, not just that, but it's like an energy thing. There's so much energy. That was at Jam and Java in Vienna?
Yes, two shows at Jam and Java. And then we had a big party at Fairwinds Brewing Company. And it is.
Do they have beer there?
Yes.
Mm.
It is still like, what, day four? And I'm still recovering from that day.
Well, that's just a sign that you're older.
You can't
bounce back. Gone are the days of all I need is a grape soda and I'm fine. That doesn't happen anymore.
That is very true.
And I think when you're 25. That was the earmark for me. I used to be so indestructible.
Things change when you're 40. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I know. Body parts change when you're 50.
Okay. Don't need to get into that.
Well, I'm just referring
gross.
To Mike. No, no. He's got his. No.
Oh, you mean.
Bionic.
You get updated.
Yes, of course.
Two hips when you're in your 50s is brutal.
That's great. All right. So let's play a game. Not for the 50-year-old, but for the kids of today. You know what kids love?
What do they love?
Kids love their phones.
Oh, they love the
phones. How about a lot of screen time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
this
was trending over the weekend, and I wanted to play this. I'm going to turn this into a competition. At least there's no sirens. I'm going to turn this into a competition for all of us on the show. And what it's called is Your Number Neighbor. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Okay, this is a trend that's sort of picked up steam over the last 72 hours or so. You randomly text someone that has a number, their phone number is one digit away from yours, either add one or minus one. So let's say it was, if it was like the Yak Shack, you know, the number is, as you know, 888-920-6673.
Mm-hmm.
Their number neighbor would be 888-920-6674.
Okay.
So you add or minus one to your, and then you send a text, you say, hi, I'm your number neighbor.
Yes.
Please text me back.
And people are doing this on the interweb.
Yes, on their phones. So I think what we should do is before.
And then
we,
what are they doing posting it on?
It's just, I think it's just sort of a game to see.
But
who
they don't post it on social media.
I've seen it posted on social media.
Oh.
I saw, the funniest one I saw was a guy said, I'm your number neighbor. And guess what? I'm Hitler. Which was, and then it was.
Why is that funny?
Because the picture he attached was Adolf Hitler superimposed to a very, very cut body,
mm-hmm.
like a bodybuilder body.
Oh, okay.
And then it said, like what you see. And I just said.
That's what he wrote back?
Yeah. And I said, that's really some next level stuff.
Really weird.
So I don't want to do that.
No.
But I want to have a contest between me, you, Pony, Daniela's in the other room as well.
Yes.
Let's all do a number neighbor text and see if someone before the end of the show gets a reply from their number neighbor.
Okay, so I'm not going to give my phone number out. I do that enough when we are at events.
Yeah, that's what you do. You did that at Hordestock, I
probably did.
Yeah.
So I would just text that person and then see what they write back.
Yeah, and say, I'm your number neighbor. Please get back to me. So I'm going to put my number
in here.
Are you going to add one to your number or take one away?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well,
because I don't want anybody to... Actually, we'd like to post this if it comes back.
Yeah. Okay. Hi.
Gotta blur out my number.
I am your.
This is actually pretty.
Milkshake.
All right. Hi. I am your number. Was it
number
you are,
neighbor?
You are my number.
Well, you can say it either way. I am your number neighbor.
Number neighbor.
Hmm.
Then neighbors, N-I-E.
N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. Hey, you know what? I can text this. That means our phone numbers are one digit apart, point.
Isn't it N? Oh, maybe I got it wrong. N?
N-E-I.
I thought it was N-I-E.
N-E-I. I before E, except after C, unless it stands in A as in neighbor and way.
Yeah, but it autocorrects to the way I'm saying it.
N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R.
What? Oh, this is crazy.
No, that's spelling is crazy. No, grammar is nuts.
No, I'm saying my phone is autocorrecting to the other way.
It's obviously your phone knows you very well.
Like, you know what, you dummy?
One number apart. Please text me back.
What about what say you?
That's also good. You see, this is where the strategy comes into play.
I'm going, what say you?
They're going to think their number neighbor is Bill O'Reilly. What say you?
I'm also going to write, we are number neighbors. What say you?
Okay. All right. I wrote, hey, I'm your number neighbor. That means our phone numbers are when did you part, which is what happens when you actually do voice to text. And then I put one number apart. Please text me back. And then I'm going to go friendly. I'm going to say, nice to meet you.
Do you say your name?
I didn't. I can. Do you think that's a good strategy?
Yeah. Say it's your old buddy. It's all your old buddy, Rob.
We see, but that's almost too familiar.
Okay, yeah.
You should do it. What it would be in Spanish?
I already sent it.
Did you do Spanish?
It's gone. No, I didn't do Spanish.
Why don't you say my name is Oscar, but in Spanish?
I want some return on my investment of the text.
It's your old buddy, Rob. Even my phone spells it with one B.
Yeah, because it knows.
It doesn't
it's
know.
It's aware and it knows.
It should know.
All right, so that's done. Pony, you did it. You're good?
Yep, I did.
Danielle, right, cool. You did it?
Yeah, I did it.
We're going to do a lot of things today, but know this. The show stops in its tracks. The minute
if you get a response,
anyone gets a response, and I even say, turn your ringer on over there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm not going to turn mine on because I'll get some sort of service call. The service call I got yesterday, I just kept asking the guy how he was doing.
I got a return.
You did?
Yeah, already.
Oh no! What does it say?
Someone wrote ASL,
age, sex, location.
Gross.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So gross.
They want to bang you.
This is not
congratulations.
Okay.
Hey, Oscar.
I'm so proud.
Oscar wins. It took like 20 seconds.
I don't want anyone writing me back. This is a lose-lose proposition.
Oh, that is definitely a guy.
Is that what it is? ASL?
There's a guy somewhere.
Yep. I looked that up.
There's a guy somewhere with not a lot of lights on, and he got a text for the first time in a while. He said, it's my number, neighbor. I wonder how old he is. I wonder where he is.
ASL.
Hmm.
Maybe it says American Sign Language.
Well, I'm sure that's what it is.
You need Urban Dictionary.
Okay, let me look at this.
Still no reply on mine.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I haven't gotten anything. But I had one a while ago, actually, like 2 days ago. Someone's like, oh, I'm your number neighbor. By the way, my number
saw
ends
you
with
out.
Zero, and they were like 04. I was like, that's you're
and
not
that's
my
not
neighbor.
A number neighbor. No,
I was like, you missed the whole concept of this. Okay. Bye, and I blocked them.
But so, Danielle, you've already been
number neighbored.
Number neighbor. That's wild. Yes. I thought we were ahead of the curve.
I got ASL. Here we go.
Yes.
This is from the Urban Dictionary. Thank you, Pony. Age, sex, location, used by the 10,000 horny teenage boys. On Omegle or whatever to find the 50 horny teenage girls on whatever. This is weird.
It goes back to like the old message boards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like way back.
That's what I remembered from. Like, what? Hold it.
Oh, thank God. All right, that's a family group chat.
Okay, you can turn your binger. You can turn your dinger
this
off
guy
now if you want.
Got a rager for your boy. Keeps on texting.
What if you replied? My age, sex, and location is not important, but do you enjoy podcasting?
No, all right. I'm...
Tell them the truth.
Tell them the truth.
Yeah. Washington, D.C., 40, right? 40 now?
40.
Old man.
I'll go...
You want to know my age? I'm so old, I don't know what ASL means.
No, you know, it's better if I write back what I thought ASL meant.
American Sign Language?
Yes.
Yeah, like the organization that Napoleon Dynamite was a part of.
This is dangerous. American Sign Language. Mm-hmm. Question mark.
Oh, I'm sure that's you're going to ruin this guy's day.
Well, maybe he'll be like, oh, I know sign language. And then I question mark.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means he'll probably send a video.
This is awkward.
I know there's
Shannon's
one.
Shannon's going to find that.
She's going to give him a one finger sign.
Like, who's this guy writing you ASL?
I don't know, but he's coming over for dinner.
I told you I was looking for friends.
Yeah. You know what? The world works in mysterious ways. So, yeah, folks, get out there.
I've texted him American Sign Language. I'll keep you updated.
Keep us updated during the show. Find your number, neighbor.
He's writing. Oh, he's writing. I see the three dots.
Oh, no.
This is going to be terrible.
This is so great.
Got a big fish.
I did not think this would go this well.
This is like the Wicked Tuna of texting.
It is. Shoot him, Elizabeth.
All right. I got the three dots. I don't know if he's like.
Well, it's taking a while because he's texting with one hand.
Oh, the guy writes back because he thinks I'm rando.
Yeah.
Age, sex, location, and then a big tongue emoji.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
An old chat board question. Gross.
Are you a fan of simulation games?
Well, the idea that I would write, you think he would stop writing back.
You
the guy's
cosplay.
Tripling down on this text thread.
Would you like to come over to my house for a lemonade?
Is gross.
Oscar,
emoji
you know what?
Is
I feel
sexual.
So I feel really bad that I put you into this world. I thought it would not. We'd get any reply on this.
I feel dirty.
Well, let's take a break and let Oscar take a shower.
Thank you.
Let's start the program. Number
it's
neighbor.
The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We're going to hear a lot about energy policy. We need to cut our dependence on foreign oil. How do you think we're going to do that? Drive small cars? You think we're going to drive small cars in America? Of course not. We'll never drive small cars. We can't do it. Because we have big, fat kids. Big, fat, waddling weebles. Have you been to Disney World in the last 10 years and seen wheezing and waddling? Red-faced and sweaty. You're not supposed to be winded when you're 9 and you're on flat ground. I don't care how excited you are to get to the snow cone. You shouldn't be like, I really want cotton candy. Is that a vendor of cotton candy? What kind of child says vendor? Is that a purveyor of fine sugary treats? One hopes that that is a vendor and not a figment of my 8-year-old imagination. They don't even walk anymore, these kids. You see these little fat kids in parks, they don't even walk. They just come gliding by on those Heely wheels. Fat kids on wheels, is that a good idea, do you think? Kids don't burn any calories in a modern world. Now we put wheels on them. Why don't we just bolt the wheels directly into their spines? This way they don't even have to sit up. They can lay flat on their back and we can roll them around from snack to snack.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now here's Rob.
You might feel dirty. I just feel unloved.
Terrible.
I got nothing back. Anything in the room over there?
Nothing for me.
Shocking. Pony, no luck.
Well, I got the most overt sexual one back.
Yeah. I think you probably get to third base by the time you get to the audio vault. Oscar, you have a certain charisma. That's all there is.
Dirty phone number.
Live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends. It's a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Pickering Beach, Delaware, to Bobie, Virginia, from Athol, Idaho, to Hump Tulips, Washington. Always slow down on that one somehow. And from Dusseldorf, Germany, to Atlanta, New York, TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Gifts for kids.
Gifts for kids.
Gotta get gifts for kids, but what's great, what if it could make the kid a better kid?
Ooh.
How would you like a subscription box for your kids that helps them to change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. Now, you know what STEAM is. A lot of people say STEM, but I like the fact that they include art. STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
Perfect.
Now, little Michael O'Mara, our godson, loves his projects. We've seen them. He gets them. The instructions are geared for his age group. He can do these projects, and here's the thing. He doesn't even know he's learning. But he's learning.
Learning.
That's the way to do it. And it also comes with an educational magazine, so the learning continues. And there were 7 lines to choose from. KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo, K-I-W-I-C-O, is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, you can cancel at any time, and monthly options start at just $19.95 a month. Our listeners can go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Each day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. I heard something said on TV this week that it really rang with me, and I think of it when I read that. He says, the days are long, but the years are short.
Ah.
And I'm just such a messed up head right now with knowing that in less than a week I'm dropping Julia off at school. I read a spot like that, and if I focused right now, yes, I could cry. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to.
Yeah, you're right there.
I know, but still, it's just such a huge thing.
It's so close. That's what I'm saying. It's so Richmond is close.
It's close, but here's the thing. We've been working towards this one moment for 18 and a half years of her life, and it's here. Hmm. And that's just, you stop and you think about it. When you think you can't get through another play practice or driving her to work or something like that, and you realize pretty soon you won't have to do that anymore, and that sucks. Anyway.
Like my mom had the opposite.
Pretty happy to get rid of you?
Like when I left, it was like, thank goodness.
Well, you know what? You have a different personality profile than my daughter. You're a little bit of a, you might have been a little work.
I was work.
You're work. But you know what? All good things come from work. And you toil. You understand this.
Oh, I mean, we work hard now.
Yes.
As a kid, I feel like I worked hard back then, just on the wrong things.
You had the lifeguard hustle.
Yeah, no, but I always had a great work ethic on things I wanted to do.
Yeah. And speaking of wanting to do, anything back from your text?
No, I keep looking at my phone like it's going to assault me.
Now you feel like he's ignoring you. He's playing hard to get.
Well, because I gave him the American Sign Language Association, and he's like, no.
He's probably Googling.
I want age, sex, name.
Ugh. Sexy gross. Deaf people.
Gross.
Maybe it's his thing. Anyway, it's the Yak Shack. That's what we do on Wednesdays, Oscar.
Yes.
We do the Yak Shack, and I have a beautiful packet of yaks for us today. The first one is called, I like this topic, beer.
Hey, guys. This is Dan in Scarborough, Maine. You guys were just talking about Narragansett beer. Back when I was just but a wee young teenager, I'd go to my friend's house. And his dad would say, you guys want to go up to Cumbie's with me? So Cumberland Farms is right up the street. So you go to Cumberland Farms and you buy himself 2 16-ounce Narragansetts. He says, now you boys don't tell Sandra or your mother when we get back home about this, and you buy us some candy. By the time we pulled out of the parking lot, one was gone. And when we hit the corner going to the house, the second one was gone. Hmm. And we never told her. Of course she knew. But Narragansett has been around forever up here, and it has been a staple. Have a great one.
I like that. I like stories back when drunk driving was legal. A lot of those stories in my family.
But the beer, we came about it because it's in Jaws.
Yeah. I saw it in a grocery store.
Yes.
And I found out, saw it. And I had never seen it down here. Knew it from the movie Jaws. And then I got a message from a listener. Might have been Eric Quick, if I'm not mistaken. He said Total Wine and Beverage has it up here. Mm. I went there. It's cheap. 12-pack.
And you like the taste.
I do. It tastes like a good, solid domestic beer. So I've been buying it. 16-ounce cans, six-pack of 16-ounces, $5.99.
Not bad.
How can you beat that? And you get to crush the can.
Yeah, but he remembers it as like his natty ice.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, well, my favorite story, as they say, from back when drunk driving was legal, the 1960s, there was a
friend. I don't think we should celebrate.
It's simply a lighthearted remark.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness this one ended in justice. This is a cautionary tale.
Yes.
A friend of our family, we called him Smoke, had a couple and was driving home from, I believe, Charlestown Races when it was a race course. No gambling up there yet, just horse racing. And he got pulled over and the cop said, can you walk this straight line? And he said, absolutely. He said, have you been drinking? He said, maybe a few. He said, can you walk this straight line? He says, absolutely. So Smoke got out of the car and walked the line. He turned his foot, and the line was on the side of the road, and he rolled down about a 30-foot ravine into a creek.
Oh.
And the cop shined this light down on him, and Smoke left and said, how am I doing? So don't drink and drive. The quality control. We love it. And
QC. QC.
And this is called, telephone call QC.
Hey, you know, Mike and the gang, this is Chris from California. And, you know, I just interrupted listening to the show. Your boy from Kennebunk What are we doing now? Do we have to do binge listening to 8 calls from people? What about one good call? Mm. What about one good call? Mm. And oh boy, does it have to be from Maine? Okay, it has to be somebody from Maine because you're in Maine. We get it, Mike. Okay, how about somebody else who just makes one brilliant call? And oh, by the way, yes, I'm on Bluetooth. And yes, I'm on the West Coast. And yes, I may have drank a little bit too much tonight. But how about Michael? When will it get on? I don't know. Maybe I need to do 8 more. In a row. But I won't. Goodbye.
So... his concern, too many calls weakens
from
the
Maine,
sauce.
From Maine.
Well, just overall too many calls. And from
I
Maine,
completely
maybe too
disagree.
Much. I like the mold. It gives as much to choose from.
Well, you should also know that I think the QC level of, and we'll find out today, from Mike's end, from what Rob sends him, is that call, your call, sir, would probably not have made it through because of the Bluetooth situation.
Exactly.
But noted, probably do nothing about it. The Maine calls, I think they just come in because people are excited. Mike's in Maine.
I agree.
Now that he's in Florida, maybe we'll get Florida calls.
I think Mike probably drives around Maine and says, hey, why don't you call? You want to call?
There's too many for that, I
give
think.
A call.
There's
give
a big
call.
Contingency up there.
He's here, use my phone.
I like the people call. Don't be mad, sir. Be happy.
I wonder if we're going to get any number neighbor calls from people that are... No. There's got to be someone who's like...
There's some creep at work right now trying to text me.
That guy has no job. Yeah. I guarantee you has no job. All right, comedy timing, Oscar. Let's learn about it.
Hi, guys. It's James in Springfield. My girlfriend told me that I need to treat her more like a princess. So I sold her to a neighboring kingdom.
Pretty funny.
Ha. Ha. Ha.
The delivery is everything.
Just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a girlfriend. Nobody that listens to this show does. Okay, bye.
Hey, bye.
That guy is the MVP so far.
I love him. I love
that
him.
That was fantastic.
Taking his time. There's certainly no hurry. That was comedy timing. Oscar, one of the most probably under-celebrated instruments in rock and roll music. Got to be the cowbell.
Hey, it's Dave calling Silver Spring. Stuck in traffic again. Driving home, thinking of cowbell songs, wondering what you got for the list. Let's see, we got "Don't Fear the Reaper,"
yeah,
by Blue Oyster Cult.
Yep.
"Only Time Will Tell,"
mm-hmm,
by Asia. And what's the other one? Oh, and "Spinning Wheel" by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So I'm trying to think of cowbell songs so I don't fall asleep on the road and swerve into these fancy Chevy Chase homes. Little help. Thanks.
I like that when people say Lil Help.
That is awesome.
Cowbell not around really for your genre of music. I can't think of any 90s cowbell records. And that's really your genre, your key genre.
I would say that there isn't. The most famous cowbell references, I Need More Cowbell, right?
Yeah, and that's Don't Fear the Reaper. But he's missing the two greatest rock cowbell songs of all time.
Which ones?
Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones, which starts with cowbell, and also Mississippi Queen by Mountain, which also starts with cowbell. Mm. It sets the tempo.
Speaking of the Stones, I was, I guess my wife listens to Big 100 sometimes.
Sure. Didn't and why that. Shouldn't she?
Who knows?
They've got a really, really tight playlist.
So the DJ had a quick story about the Stones. I guess they were in New Jersey this past weekend.
I saw this story. Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. They went to some diner.
The TikTok diner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who was serving them didn't recognize the Rolling Stones.
I know.
So strange.
Because when you
I can see somebody that's never heard, like, I think that Mick Jagger and then the Stones overall, they're so iconic. You're like, oh, that's the Rolling Stones. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, first thing is they're going to stick out, especially at a diner in New Jersey. Yeah, the accent. It's not like, where's yous going? And also, I thought it was great that they ordered Taylor ham, Taylor pork roll, which is a staple in New Jersey.
Yeah, I didn't go that far.
And it, oh, I want to know what he had to eat. But yeah, but yeah. So I like the fact that the Stones went to a diner, and I like the fact that he's eating that food right after a heart condition.
Right.
Remember, he had to postpone
and
six shows.
And I know they had fries, gravy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you. No one else caught that in this world of social media, that the Rolling Stones were at a small diner.
I love that fact, and I can't. Of all the people of their generation, they're probably, outside of the Beatles, the only band that would be recognized.
Fair.
But they absolutely should be recognized. You're not going to recognize anyone from Herman's Hermits. That's what I'm saying.
I would say that some people would recognize, who's Peter Frampton, right?
Oh, no, you wouldn't recognize Peter Frampton anymore. He'd have to look like he did on the album cover.
Yeah, but you just wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't recognize Peter Frampton.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But you recognize Mick.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Not Axl Rose, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's heavy now. As a matter of fact, likely he is in a diner.
There's this meme, and I don't know if it's on TMZ or anywhere else.
Right.
This poor guy. Speaking of guys just gaining weight, you're listening to one right now.
But talk to another one.
He looks. They have a side by side between the actress who played Throw Mama from the Train.
She's Anne Ramsey.
Anne Ramsey. Mm-hmm. And then you have him
next to each other. That's not fair.
And they look the same.
That's
like
sad.
Like they're the same person. It's wild.
He does, and they're continuing to tour, and they're making a lot of money. Yeah. But he used to be what I would classify as a pretty man. And he's
things change.
Things have been tough.
The sands
on him.
Of time.
I believe he had a few spaghetti incidents of his own. Okay, that was an album they did. Cowbell, we talked about. How about a critique? You like honest criticism, right?
Always.
Yeah, critique, or as I like to say, critic you.
Hey guys, I have a critique.
Good.
You said you like critiques.
Take them.
So here's mine, Mike. When you're out of town, it's not the Mike O'Mara show, is it? But what I think adds to it is when you have some of the better interns as panelists or whatever you want to call it. I think Mac being on the show is hilarious. Maddie or anyone else, Dahlia, all those people, they add so much. That's just my critique. I think when you're out of town, you should have some of the better interns on the mic all the way through the show.
Mm. Panelists.
Just saying. Bye.
That's fair.
We're one step ahead of that, though, because, you know, we gave Johnny a lot of spin yesterday. Well, Johnny was in for almost half, and that was. I think, you know, in theory, it would be fun to eat ice cream every day.
Let us do the heavy lifting, people.
Ice cream you'd tire of.
It's nice when you've got a designated hitter.
Yes.
And they know how to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that well, probably 50% of the time.
I'd say 50% of the time it works 100% of the time.
Other times, not so well.
Not so much. Daniela, any callback on your number neighbor?
No.
No, you see,
nothing.
What we're doing, we're involving her through the entire
yes.
show. We're responding to the critique. We love our listeners. We got more yaks coming
Send
up.
Send more in.
And also, you know what we got coming up?
What?
The vinyl countdown.
Oh, I like that.
And we'll do it after
Another
this.
Another giveaway. It's,
hey, listen up. Two big ways to win big.
This is the time where I want Daniela. Do you feel like you've had enough mic time on the show?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't.
But you don't seem very, like, some people love when they come to intern with us. They love getting on the show, like, primarily. Like, Johnny's like, I don't want to do anything else right but be on the show.
And Dan Hoisington was in yesterday, and he said, you know, I feel bad. I haven't had a chance to share all of my voices.
Yeah, and then Daniela, she does so much behind the scenes. But I also feel like that might be her personality. I could be wrong. Am I wrong?
No, I don't like being in front of camera that often. I like being behind it and working behind the scenes.
That's where she thrives.
And this is where we can provide. If you want to be anonymous, hang out with us.
Thank you.
Take a break. Come right back after this.
It's official. We're in the dog days of summer. However, the weather will soon change, and thoughts will turn to the holidays and fruitcakes.
Yum!
Place your order now for this delectable holiday favorite, culled from a traditional Spiewak family recipe, with two great ways to purchase. The deluxe plan and the super premium fruitcake plan, complete with a hand-signed card and a special one-of-a-kind collectible. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and order today. But you better hurry! TMOS Fruitcake Futures, the perfect way to share your love of TMOS with those you love.
Thank you, James. Mortgage rates are still low, low, low.
Mm.
means it's a perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Low rates, baby. They can save you big bucks at Cornerstone. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you just want a little extra cash to buy fruitcake.
Ooh,
never hurts to set some aside, Oscar. That'll make it a great summer. You've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. So call Cornerstone. Do it! Here's the best part. The folks at Cornerstone First Financial are TMOS listeners just like you. If you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, don't sweat it. They do. They'll take care of you. They know how to do it. Trust the friends of TMOS. Remember, this can't last because eventually these rates will go back up.
They will go back
up. So you got to go now. Realistic levels are not what you want. You want to act now. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Ooh. Very good. Pardon me while I do this quick shift because I teased it. And you know what? DJs love to make good on their promises.
Yes.
That scary music means it's time for the vinyl countdown.
The final countdown.
And we have here for you. Remember, if you submitted a letter, and it's not too late, you can still get your request in to ponyboy@mikeomaraShow.com.
It's just this week, people.
If we select your letter, we will send you pieces of vinyl that you can play on your phonograph because we're modern.
Phonograph.
Ponygraph.
But are you having any sort of like regrets for agreeing to this? Because hoarders don't like to give up anything.
I'll be honest, it doesn't feel great.
Doesn't feel great?
It does not feel great.
I'm so sorry.
But it's partially getting rid of the stuff, and it's partially because I'm having to rely on Johnny to do the shipping, and he gives me a lot of, I'm going to get to that real soon.
Oh.
He's dragging his feet.
Johnny aside, it's still painful. It should be painful.
It should be painful because you know what you're getting, folks? You're getting a little piece of me.
Mm.
Record collection is not something that just happens.
No.
It's curated over a long life.
Or dropped in your lap when people pass.
It could happen, but you know what? He curated it.
Okay.
And you know what? Anything that I didn't really truly value, I wouldn't still have. Don't diminish me.
What are we giving away this weekend to who?
Well, let's do the letter first. Then we'll reveal the vinyl. Perfect. That's when we play the vinyl countdown. Hey, Pony, I'd like to get in on the stacks and stacks of wax that Rob is going to be giving away. I own an Audio-Technica ATLP60 on the recommendation of Rob. Great record player. And I can be assured that any records I receive will be played on a good unit. I'm a big fan of the Rat Pack or movie soundtracks. So anything from those genres would be appreciated. But as my mom always says, beggars can't be choosers. Cheers, Scott Spindler, bonus show subscriber, Myers, requests. Pennsylvania. It's a little pushy, I think.
Well, you tell me what you want.
For genres, because his pack is mostly country style, I believe. Here you can see
my request.
LP. Yeah. Of course, the prize packs are chosen before the records are chosen.
That's what I was going to ask.
So it's totally random. What do you got for his LP?
I've got, it's in stereo.
Nice!
So good for you. So it's RCA Victor.
Great label.
And the album is Turn the World Around by Eddie Arnold.
Eddie Arnold, a very classic country singer known for his yodeling prowess and many hit records.
What's RCA Victor?
RCA Victor is the Radio Corporation of America and the Victor Recording Company. That's a record label.
Dyna Groove Recording.
That means it's very durable and the fidelity will be high.
Also part of the Country Music Hall of Fame series.
Yes, well, Eddie Arnold, very famous. And while we're in the mode of country music, we have Reba McEntire.
Oh, Reba!
Singing Only You. We have Eddie Rabbit, country crossover artist, singing Nothing Like Falling in Love. And then, as a curveball, The Cars singing Just What I Needed.
See, there's nothing wrong with that. You got three for one.
Yeah, it is.
So this is the most records you've given away at one time.
Yes, it is. That's a four-pack.
Why the fourth record?
Because it's Wild Wednesday.
Okay.
That's why, Oscar.
All right, well, it's nice. Congratulations.
It is Wild Wednesday, and we're doing the Yak Shack right here.
The Yak Shack. Yak Shack. Yak Shack.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
And we get back to that right now. Yak Shack, love it. And remember, you can be a part of it by calling us up at any time at 888-920-6673. Leave a message anytime, anywhere. And who knows, maybe you get yourself on the Yak Shack. When we left off with a critique, but we're going to come back with, I said, Doctor!
Let's do it.
Doctor.
Hey, this is Dr. Vinny Bubak. Oscar, get checked for diabetes. You're getting big.
That's painful.
All right, I'm on my way to Typers. Have a good day.
Typers?
Do you know who Dr. Vinnie Boombatz is?
No.
That was the character that Rodney Dangerfield would always refer to in his doctor jokes. Mm. He would usually do a monologue on The Tonight Show, and then he'd go and sit down with Johnny, and he'd say, yeah, I got back and had some problems with my doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz. So that was a reference.
Diabetes, sir. Yeah. I don't know if that's, I guess it could be in that range.
Maybe that's why you're having the vision trouble.
No, I don't think. Does diabetes give you vision trouble?
And diabetes messes with everything.
I told Rob earlier, as like my right eye is blurry, right? But I don't know. It's because of the injury I got and the swelling hasn't gone down yet.
Right.
Well, it's gone down a little bit, if I'm being honest. And he's like, it's allergies.
It's like, the allergies.
Now he's telling me it's diabetes.
Well, I mean, it's got to be something is what
we'll
saying.
We'll find out.
Excuse me a second. I'm having to.
No worries. Luckily, I'm going to Boston and there'll be plenty of doctors to tell me what's wrong with me when I'm there.
And they won't even, it doesn't even have to be medical.
Won't even charge me.
Since it's family, they might just tell you what's wrong
They'll
with you.
They'll just say exactly what's going on.
So you know what your problem is?
Can't help.
That's right. Sorry, buddy.
Can't help.
Kick rocks.
Family told me I need insulin.
All right. How about this? This one's called elocution. I'm sorry. This one is called, I had to move my iPad, so pardon for the interruption.
No, elocution.
Hey, guys. It's David calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi, David.
Have you ever noticed that Oscar sometimes will drop the first syllable of a multisyllabic word? So perhaps a word like economy becomes economy.
Economy. Oh, no, like it's the gate.
Olympics becomes
it's the gate.
Olympics. A word like election becomes election.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought that was an interesting thing to point out. I love you, Oscar.
Right. He loves you.
We have a very tight gate. Actually, you can show him how this works.
As a matter of fact, here we go. You're way loose now.
Okay, now. So now I can whisper, and every syllable from my voice will actually come over the
mic.
But
if we were to tighten his gate, he's whispering now and you can't hear him. Hey, this is great. Can we keep this setting?
No,
I'm kidding.
No.
Kidding, of course.
When I say election, if I don't, and this helps.
Yeah.
I'll just be louder when I come onto the mic.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're like fighting for mic time, Pony, you know how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to get in there quickly like a knife.
Sure.
But no, he's right. So Olympics.
It is a delicate. It's a delicate balance.
But for them, I get what he's like. He didn't say the first letter.
That's true. It's very true.
I work on that, sir. Thank you. It's right. Diabetes and the Olympics.
Every morning on Q107.
Yes.
Great morning, Joe.
It's been a great
I'm
day
diabetes.
So far. And I'm Olympics. Olympics.
Okay, here we go. Here's one. This will cheer you up, Oscar.
Hey, Mike. Rob, Oscar, calling from Reno, Nevada. Just walking along the side of the road to work.
Nice.
And I got to say, I really miss not hearing Oscar's DuckTales theme with his name with just the woo-hoo.
Oh.
Wondering if you guys could play that for me. Love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Do you have that?
I don't normally like to reward a double negative because he said, I miss not hearing it.
Oh, God, but the guy was nice. He's thinking about us on his way to work.
Oscar, a woo.
Oh, I love that.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please.
All right, thank you.
Oscar, a woo.
Who made
love
that?
The harmony. That's Ben McDaniel.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it just doesn't, we don't have a lot of call for it. What we do have call for, though, is good advice.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about Rob's ridiculous record collection, and I think he's forgotten one really important fact that will help in the situation. Julie is going to college. Therefore, she no longer needs her own room in your house. That is now your new extra room that you can do whatever you want with. She doesn't need an entire room when she comes and visits. She can sleep on a freaking couch. Put your records in her room. It's not her room anymore. It's yours. Do whatever you want with it. You got a whole extra room now for your records. It'll work out. Trust me.
What kind of family are you? Would you do that?
No, I got to keep her room ready to go because at least until she, you know.
When will you let it go?
And
I'm not judging. My mom has all our rooms like the same.
Christine?
It's like Graceland?
It's like
when we left. Yeah. When we left for college, that's how they were left.
When Julia takes a residence, I will say this. When Julia takes her bed and puts it in another place, that's when the room becomes something else.
A record room.
Maybe a record room, maybe a home
Couldn't
studio.
This is actually a viable option.
Maybe an Airbnb.
Couldn't you take her stuff? Some of your records and just borrow like a side of her room.
You know what the problem is her room is not big. And because she requested a queen size bed when we bought her a bed.
Yes.
There's precious little room for something like that.
What about under the bed?
No, that's I almost said something that would require a million years of explanation. When Julia was little, I used to tell her Wayne Newton lived under her bed. So what I was going to say is that
that would be too funny.
kids?
You couldn't put a Wayne Newton record under the bed?
There's not a lot of room under here. I'm under here, and this is where I am. No, I will take over her room when the bed comes out, because that means she's either paying rent for an apartment mm-hmm. or she's taking a place.
She's moving.
She's moving.
Yes.
Because a dorm doesn't count. A dorm is a dormitory.
Look, I agree with you, but I also have friends and that parents, and they... Their parents have taken, as soon as they came up, they're like, dude, it's an office now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sleeping on the couch during the summer.
If Robert has two nights away at his friend Barrett's house, I'm taking his room. That's all we need.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I liked this one. This call had great sounds.
Yes.
Hi, Mike. I'm calling you from the baddest of bad places, right in front of a slot machine.
Oh.
I'm Vince from Rochester. Love you guys.
I love
it. Sounds
the
like he was underwater.
Yeah, but it's that slot machine, those happy chords. Yeah. I love that. There used to be so many times.
I had a dream last night that we won a ton of money in Las Vegas.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
I had a dream.
I just remembered that.
I was having a dream last night that I'm buying makeup.
Oh.
It was weird too.
We have two different worlds.
We really do. But either one of these they're both equally likely to. It was a slot machine hit?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you play the big dollar slots sometimes.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
No.
It's a Rube's game.
I do love when you tell the stories, though.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The stories are free to hear. Very expensive to create.
Yeah, oh, my God, no.
So,
no, I don't want to think about that.
Oftentimes, back in the days of the Don and Mike show, mm-hmm. we would go to Las Vegas for remote broadcasts. HBO was a big client. They'd fly us out for fights, right? And when we'd check into the hotel, it was always leaving Washington, D.C. after we finished the show. So we'd get to Vegas late, and we would be exhausted. So we go to check in, and the checkout desk or the check-in desk is just far enough away from the casino that you could hear that noise. That dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Fun.
Yeah, and Mike and I would hear it, and we'd look at each other, and we'd look like a dog in a cartoon following the smell of meat. We would just be sucked in to the casino, and they know exactly what it is, and it's that happy noise. Casino noises are happy. Even when you're losing, you're happy. So I love the sounds on that one. This one is called Greedy. Oscar, don't be greedy.
Greedy?
Greedy.
Hey, guys. Russ from North Carolina. I know you said to email any requests for Rob's Unwanted Records, but I wanted a more personal request.
Hmm.
I'd like to request two records, not because I'm greedy, but because I don't have any, despite owning two turntables and a microphone.
He put his own crickets?
Yes.
Oh, that's great,
I'll hang
sir.
Up now.
That is great.
But he can't have records because he didn't play by the rules.
No, it was also the joke.
It was a good
joke. The joke and the crickets.
Yeah.
Fantastic timing.
You wanted two records.
Why not?
Sure. Two turntables and a microphone.
I love it.
Oscar, it comes up again.
What's that?
Baseball cards.
Yes.
Hey, guys. It's Mike from Columbia, Pennsylvania again. I was just listening to the Friday show, and I heard Oscar mention his 1989 Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. It struck me as interesting because I just finished watching a documentary on Netflix called Jack of All Trades.
Ooh.
And basically about how the late 80s, early 90s credit collecting card boom, how these companies basically just mass produced these cards, kind of overinflated their value, knowing that basically eventually the cards would be worthless. And the Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card was probably the most talked about card in the show, but just definitely worth a watch. It was definitely interesting. Jack of all trades on Netflix. All right, guys, give it the good work. Thanks.
You got fleeced.
Oh, that he, the guy.
So targeted this, and fleeced.
So for those of you not in the know, and I'll check that out.
No.
I remember purchasing all these cards, and there was a little guide called the Beckett Monthly you purchase. And
yeah.
You see, it's like a stock index for cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when the bottom fell out shortly after I was waning in type and even I found out what girls were, and I was like,
sure.
I'm not going to go to the House of Cards anymore.
That was, of course, and we mentioned it yesterday, Kevin Spacey's shop.
Yes.
So, but they probably have, in the back, they probably had girl cards that you could collect.
What I would say
But that's a back room type deal.
I just remember being like, how is this possible? These were worth so much 2 years ago.
Exactly.
And then one of my friends said, oh, they just made too many of them. They're
flooded
not as
the
rare
market.
As we thought.
Flooded the market. Yeah.
For real. I'll check it out, though. Thank you for the heads up.
And what do you have to show for it? Nothing. Not even the gum anymore.
Oh, I got nothing.
Got nothing.
Nothing.
Ah, you know what? I like when our show takes on an international flavor. So this is Yak Shack International.
Hola, Oscar. Soy Jaime de Springfield. Tu estudio es una fiesta de salchichas. Más rellena de the queso, por favor. Hasta luego.
He said our studio was a sausage factory.
Oh, meaning not enough women?
I think we got... Oh, he probably doesn't see the rest of the crew. That's why.
No, no, of course
not. There used
not.
To be zero women.
Yeah, it's true.
Zero women before. Now we've got... I think we have exclusively female interns, including Johnny.
That's right. How about your Oscar? How about your kayak?
This is Jim Evans calling from Zephyr Cove.
And I want to just say what this guy's doing right. He's bringing energy to the program.
Okay.
So everybody remember,
let's hear it.
Energy is important.
This is Jim Evans calling from Zephyr Cove. I found out on today's show, Oscar's a carpenter's dream. Flat as a board and easy to nail.
Oh.
Enjoy that kayak.
Jeez.
He's talking about your carpenter buddy.
Maybe that's the guy that I texted with ASL.
Maybe. Could be. American Sign Language. Let's do one more. One more before we go. This one just says Luther.
Hello. This is Luther from Rustburg, Virginia.
Are people
like
doing voices?
Cheese lady.
I think people are doing voices.
Like, okay, look.
Hey, you know what? But that's okay.
Yeah, but you... If you bring your own sound effects to the party, fine.
You love that.
But the voices, it's all the same voice. It's all the, hello.
Well, you know what? I think maybe if this guy is not doing a voice, he might have gotten a text from you today.
Okay.
Let's hear him. Again, his name is Luther.
Hello, this is Luther from Rustburg, Virginia. Would like to hear the cheese lady do that show about the guilty pleasures. I'd like to share mine, but my parole officer told me not to.
Oh, no.
And one of them T-shirts with the Dick Queasy guy on it. I'd like to get a 4X. I think I can fit into one of those, 4XL. I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
My God.
That's a Maddie fan right there.
That guy, sir, your bit was a little shorter. We would have been fine.
Yeah, and also maybe take out this very specific when you said the cheese lady.
I'll even try.
She has a name, folks. She has a name. Please, a little respect.
I'm
it's a new era, pony.
That call reminded me of the loudest voice in the room, the Roger Ailes.
Yes.
Doc.
Maybe that was Roger
Russell
Ailes.
Russell Crowe. Like, he must have been paid a boatload of money. Because I'm on episode 6. Like, the fat suit's falling off.
I can see him as a, yeah, mate, back up the Brinks truck.
It's so crazy.
Back it up. All right.
Still watching, though.
We got more yaks after
yaks,
this.
Yaks.
You're going to love it. Stick around. You keep pushing me aside.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on. Always there. And thank you for your time.
That's a promo I actually carry in my phone, because when people say, I don't know about your show. The guy does voices?
Time.
I say, I play, they said, that's him. They're like,
that's cool.
Wow. Wow. Oh, Mike does voices all the time, but if you need just a little more, he always does voices on the bonus show.
He does.
So check that out. You can get the bonus show. It's a 6th hour, uncensored, commercial free. You can grab it just by going to our page, MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner, grab it. The best thing about the bonus show, not only are you getting that content, you're helping support the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you for it. Remember, it's your passport
to the assport.
Copyright TMOS 2019. So please buy the TMOS bonus show and become a part of the comedy Cognoscenti. The TMOS bonus show, baby. Do it, baby. Do it. And now let us get back to. If this was any harder to find, I need to hire a Sherpa. Here we go. The back to the Yak Shack, please. Remember, taking your calls and playing your calls. It's our favorite part of the week. We do it each and every Wednesday. And the next call we have, Oscar, it says marriage.
Marriage.
You're married.
Marriage.
I'm married.
Yes.
Pony, not yet, but we'll see.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is Mike in Miami, Florida, homestead. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
Hi, Mike in absentia.
I've been to Homestead.
Pony Lover. Boy, Maddie, and all the interns.
Mm-hmm.
Is it me, or could this be Mark Maron?
I've definitely been to Homestead.
Where is Homestead?
Florida. I've been to the Homestead International Speedway.
Okay. Is it near Tampa?
Oh, you mean directional?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I would say maybe 45 minutes north, if I remember correctly, of Miami.
Okay, so central probably.
Let me look.
But I'm not sure if this is Mark Maron or not.
I want to tell you one thing. I love Dahlia.
That's nice.
I think she's got a future ahead of her. But, you know, the reason I'm calling is, you know, I got my ticket for the 16th in Las Vegas. But I didn't buy one for my wife because she just doesn't get it. My C wife, she's a good wife, but she doesn't get the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, the thing that really turns her off is Oscar's laugh.
Oh.
Oscar, I love you, man.
I hate.
But you got to turn down the laugh. You got to hit like the mute button, you know, when you start laughing.
This guy's really upset.
Yeah.
All right. That being said, man, love you guys. Going to be there the 16th of November.
Thank you, sir.
Oscar.
Yes.
Hit the mute button when you laugh, okay?
I heard that, sir. Thank you.
I know there's still a couple tickets left. And I might be able to talk my wife into going if you promise not to laugh.
I will not laugh, sir. Tell her to come on.
Love you a long time. Bye.
Come on out.
Remember our motto, come to the Vegas show and get a kiss from Oscar.
Homestead is 40 minutes south.
Oh,
of
so
Miami.
It's almost at the tip.
Yeah.
I was going to say. So he's probably crazy from the heat.
No, that's yeah, not check. But your wife, sir.
Ready to mix it. She's a sea wife, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You want to mix it up?
Let's do it.
Hey, mute the laughter. Yeah, mute it, Oscar.
I like the gaps of time where I can actually talk back to him.
I like the long pauses. All right, let's mix it up.
Hey, Mike, it's Diamond. It's a good old Jack Diamond calling to say, hey, howdy. You know, Q107 shut down, and it's just me and Jimmy and Chili Amar. We just drive around in the old mixed car. Big sticker on the side, trying to, you know, honk for cash and all the little fun things we used to do. You remember the fun things we used to do at the radio, you and me, Mike? Anyway, Jack Diamond show.
This is Jack Diamond calling
this
in.
This is crazy.
I love this. And by the way, Chili Amar, not part of the Jack Diamond show anymore. She's still working. But she's still hanging out with
me. But I like the detail that this gentleman's giving.
He's painting a picture.
Mm-hmm.
This is part two of this call. It's Jack Diamond from Q107.
Sort of hiatus thing right now. Heard you're doing the computer thing. And wonder maybe we could all stop by one day. Do a guest spot. You know how Carson used to go on vacation and Joan Rivers and John Davidson would host the show? Maybe we could do that. You all go on vacation and we just sit down behind the old RE20s and have a little fun, play a couple of tunes. You guys do Hot AC? Or are you playing the Latin music? Because the Latin guy, the El Zol, is that what you're doing?
Hmm.
Anyway, so, you know, give me a ring-a-ding, and maybe, you know, we'll be in touch. Okay, tickle you later.
Chucka you later.
I think tickle you later. I don't know. That guy's an industry guy. There was too much insight there for him to not be an industry guy.
Again, the detail was strong.
Yes.
I don't know at the end of that call if it was worth it or not. But
I don't know that we're hot AC.
Funny.
We're not doing the whole thing. All right. So, yeah, that was mixing. Hey, do you have the NFL fever?
Sitting here watching the first football game of the year. Interviewing some dude in the fourth quarter. About 8 minutes left. I just thought Oscar would like to know that the dude has a huge package.
Oh, he does.
Wow. How about that?
How does he know?
I don't know. You should text him and find out.
Well, he didn't even tell us the name of the athlete.
He was very vague. He was very vague.
How are we supposed to look that up, sir?
You left him hanging. Do you feel unfulfilled?
We got the Redskins' first preseason game starts
tomorrow night, isn't it?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Good luck.
Cleveland.
Hail to the Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins.
Hail victory. Ah, smoking pot.
Good afternoon, guys. This is Joe from Lodi. Hey, I don't drink anymore, but I have been enjoying a little bit of cannabis vapors. And I've found out that I have a TMOS stream of consciousness.
Oh.
And it goes something like this.
Here we go.
Shooter. Carla, you wash your legs? Go. Robbie, amazing. Is Dahlia Wayne Newton's love child? This classic Dahlia. Why does Mac always sound like he's freezing cold? Maddie Masciello. Why did Mike call my girlfriend after birth?
Oh.
Tillamook ice cream. Banana split flavor. Oh. Hey, guys. Kick rocks. Bye, duties.
Mm.
That might be my favorite quote of the week.
Batman.
Did that start with Bingen Joyen?
I think so.
Yeah.
Let's. Well, you know what happens is when you open up your brain.
There's a restraining order that needs to be laid on that man's stream of consciousness.
But he did make me want ice cream. How about some praise? You like some praise?
Yes, please.
I'm going to praise you.
Something.
Praise you like I should.
Hi. There was finally something funny today when you were talking about Johnny. Dirty or clean sheets.
Oh, Johnny Sheets.
Thank you.
You like that?
Oh, God. Johnny's getting a lot of heat.
He is.
Like, but I mean heat in a good way where people are loving him on
He's
the program.
Trending. Yeah. He's trending in the TMO's universe.
If he would just take that talent and do the tasks that we asked him to do here on the show without 20 different questions.
I would like to get him a t-shirt that said, yes, but first I have to. DJ's love requests. Let's do a request.
Hi. Can Oscar tell us about the time he fell down the hill and landed on Todd Moore's This is Dirk Dildodine reporting.
That's very hostile.
Tom from Austin. Thanks, guys.
Well, why the hostility?
We're going to need to bleep that, buddy.
Hide.
You don't want to tell that story, do you?
I fell down a hill, but not on you know what, sir.
Well, I mean, that would require a horribly
accurate name. I'm not answering that call. Stitches. The guy is very hostile about it.
Stitches. Snitches. Snitches get
like
stitches.
Thanks, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Appreciate that.
Getting some mic time.
You jumped on.
Love it.
Timing's everything.
All right. How about? Oh, remember that gentleman that you showed around the studio last week?
Yes.
Yeah, he called in.
Hey, everybody. This is Chris. I'm calling. I'm from the Elkton, Maryland, Newark, Delaware area. I'm the guy that wrote in and called in before asking for some advice about visiting D.C. You all were very kind to give some great advice and things to check out. I definitely checked out Bread Soda. That was fun. Hung out, watched the Nationals game, drank some beer there. Highlight of mine was getting to meet Oscar and get a tour of the Podcast Village studios. That was really awesome, so thank you so much. And I'm currently heading home right now from D.C. I'm going up the Eastern Shore. I'm on Route 50 here. So I think I might just pull over here in a second. And I think there's a place called the Whitehall Inn, and pick up some fruit fritters. Love you. Bye.
A long way to get there, but yes, sir, I remember you. Very kind.
But you know what? Sometimes the trip is,
I love it. Yeah.
Is most of
I
the love fun. It. All right, let's do a couple more. Time machine.
Please.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my yak. This is Sean from Austin, Texas. And I wanted to call in because I didn't want to just think about it and forget and not do it later.
Mm.
I'm listening to the replay of today, Wednesday, July 31st show.
All right.
And I'm listening to Rob go through his great presentation of the record to Pony. And having listened to the live broadcast and know what's going to happen next, it just brings me great joy and pleasure. It's like being able to look into the future because... Pony just stabs Rob right in the heart. It's so sad, but funny. You guys are great. You guys kick ass. You guys know what funny is. I love you. Sean out.
Thank you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, it's funny when Pony breaks my heart. That still is what's
bad.
Funny.
Very kind.
You look like sir. You feel bad.
I sure do.
I hold in my hand the final yeah.
Woo!
How are the roads?
Hey, fellas. I am on I-65 South going to see my kids who live outside of Nashville from upstate New York.
Yeah.
And I'm a level-headed dude. And I know Mike is probably driving through these truckers. And it's got to make his mind explode. I've had to pull off twice just to breathe. These guys are, they're something. Peace and love.
Actually, we heard from Mike on the road yesterday. He's doing okay.
It's the rage that is being contained in that gentleman that just called.
I love it. I do love it. I love your yaks, folks.
Thank you.
Please refill our shack. The shack, she is empty. But you can refill it by calling 1-888-920-6673. We come back with a thick slice of Oscar. Delightful.
Nice.
And it's after this.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
I'll keep this brief, Oscar.
Okay.
Been up all night, shelling walnuts and counting raisins. Mm. You know what that means.
Mm.
It's fruitcake time.
Fruitcake time.
The most wonderful time of year. The TMOS fruitcake futures means you buy it now and we get it to you in time for Christmas. Remember, this is my secret recipe that I perfected over a decade of work goes into this. These are delicious. These are perfection in a small pan. You will be so glad you buy these, but you have to buy them now because there's not going to be a second chance this year.
No.
We're baking the exact number down to the last current.
Done and done.
So make sure you order now. Just go to the website, click the fruitcake banner, and get your fruitcake now. That's what you need to do. And now, this is my favorite part of the day. This is the audio equivalent of fruitcake, because Oscar's going to get us in the know. You're going to get woke, folk. It's all Oscar right. Hotze.
Dealer's choice, what do we start off with?
Yeah.
The Radio Hall of Fame class of 2019?
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about Jesse Smollett and see if he's ever going to get in trouble for what he did in Chicago?
I feel that we must cover both, but you know, I'm a DJ at heart. I got to hear about the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so the Radio Hall of Fame is something I first heard about, I want to say, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know. Look, you're in radio, it's fine. Most people get their accolades through lists, like top 10, top 20.
Sure.
It's either grossing or most influential, most powerful. When I was younger, I used to always see Don and Mike on that list.
Sure.
And I didn't really think too much about the Hall of Fame. How important is it in your purview of what the Radio Hall of Fame means?
Well, it doesn't mean a lot. I mean, I understand what it should mean, but radio puts out a lot of product, and especially in days of old, it was a constant. Now, if you're in like something like the Baseball Hall of Fame, that is a concise one moment in the career that they can encapsulate and, you know, make it live on.
Okay.
But radio, it seems like it's always around. I don't know that radio needs to celebrate itself with the Hall of Fame.
Let me ask you if you know these names of the 8 inductees.
This
for
is
this
year's
class.
Okay,
this year's
go ahead.
Class. Mm-hmm. All right. Sean Hollywood Hamilton. He's from WKTU-FM in New York.
I've heard the name. I don't know his presentation.
What about a longtime New York DJ, DJ Harry Harrison?
Oh, Harry Harrison, yes. Of course. Yeah, he was on CBS-FM and before that WABC.
Okay.
I've heard him on the air. I think he's dead now, but I heard him when we were on in New York. I've heard him. Hey, Jay, talk like this a lot. What the original morning mayor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Joe Madison, a.k.a. the Black Eagle.
Heard of him, yeah.
What's he about?
He's a talk show host, right?
Mm-hmm. They don't give you the context. We all know these guys. Well, I'm a fan. I was because they're breaking up. Kevin Ryder and Gene Baxter.
Oh, I wish Mike was here so he could say Kevin Baxter was lying.
The Kevin and Bean Show. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jim Rome Show. Sure. I think most people know. John Tesh! Intelligence for your life.
That is not. This is. He bought in. That diminishes the entire Hall of Fame.
How much did that man donate to the Hall of Fame?
This is that literally ruins the Hall of Fame for me because you know what? He's not a radio guy. He's a TV guy with a big
head. That just seems unfair. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What about Dr. Ruth?
She,
you know her, right?
Yeah, radio person.
Dr. Ruth Show?
Long-running radio show.
And Ryan Seacrest, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Well, he has everything. Why not have that?
I'm surprised it took him this long to get in.
That is crazy.
John Tesh, no! No, John
How
Tesh.
How long has that show been around?
I don't know. Mike would know.
I don't think that long. Damn it.
Remember, a little bit of vinegar will take that stain out.
Moving on.
Yes.
I don't know why that obsessed me because I don't care about the Hall of Fame, but geez.
Is it got a, you know what? Does it have like a building or is it a virtual Hall of Fame?
It says that it's the ceremony will happen November 8th in New York, but it doesn't tell you where that is.
Tony, see if there is a building that is the Radio Hall of Fame.
Please.
And if it's at 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia.
Jussie Smollett, latest breaking news from him.
Yes.
He is now quoted and saying that even if he lied, the city of Chicago's lawsuit is bogus. As you know, the city of Chicago is going after him. I thought this was weird from the beginning, and I think we all agree that if this was a fake hate crime,
right,
which we all think it was, that it was set up for publicity, the idea that the city of Chicago would go after him for the dollar spent in this investigation, I don't think that that's – I don't know if that's the wrong thing to do.
They should go after him, and the fact that he starts his counterclaim with even if it was a lie –
yeah.
It means that it probably was a lie and that he's absolutely at fault.
Oh, and also,
this is yelling
fire.
There's also
a deeper dive into the prosecutor and why they let him go and the mishandling of evidence.
But still, this is still him yelling fire in a crowded movie house when there's no fire.
Yeah, he's got to pay some sort of price.
Absolutely.
All right, moving on. For those of you who are Tom Brady fans or England
is
Patriots
he in the
fans,
Radio Hall of Fame?
No, he's not.
Okay,
we'd be shocked if he doesn't get in now. apparently, he is selling his $40 million mansion right outside of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while now, I felt like he was living inside the city proper. But no, his house is in a neighborhood called Chestnut Hill.
He might have an apartment in the city.
5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, and it's got 5 acres.
And Kathy O'Mara is going to buy it?
And it's feet from the nicest golf course in the state. It also has a rec room, gym, wine room, spa, and outdoor organic herb / vegetable garden. Features a full yoga studio in it, which is crazy.
Go back to the wine room.
Yes.
I can picture our friend Jim Nantz visiting Brady.
All day.
Let's go to the wine room. Hey, this is a challenging cab.
Apparently, there are reports that the couple has been house hunting in both Connecticut and New Jersey.
Not Florida? He'd be a
is
great neighbor.
Is he going to retire after this year?
Be a great neighbor for Todd.
Oh, my God.
Tom Brady is 68, right?
No, Tom Brady is 41, if I'm
that's
not mistaken.
That's still pretty decrepit for the NFL. He's
oh,
gotta
42,
be
42.
He's got to be retiring soon, right?
Well, he can still play. The new rules let a quarterback of his age,
yeah, I suppose
because he's
they protect
protected,
him.
He can
yeah.
still play. But why would he be moving? Unless he's just going to go and try to go into the booth, do the old Tony Romo.
Hey, Tom, the market is ready. Sell that. Get an apartment downtown.
Speaking of real estate, Nick Jonas sells bachelor pad.
Because he got married. That's seen some traffic.
To Priyanka.
Yes.
It's $20 million. You think, oh, it's not crazy. What's $20 million?
Sure, for a Jonas.
But apparently Nick Jonas's bachelor pad is one of these things that you actually would dream of from if you're a bachelor in Hollywood.
Oh, so it's in a Hollywood. It's a Hollywood locale.
It's got everything. It's,
does it have a Jim Nance wine room?
They sold it. It was Beverly Hills. You can't go wrong.
Sure.
And it looks like they're looking for a larger space. But the picture that they're showing is a 4,129 square foot house, 5 bedrooms, 4.5 bathrooms, an infinity pool, and sweeping views of the hills and canyons.
Meanwhile, the middle member of Hanson just got a new garbage disposal. He's very excited.
Also in the world of Hollywood, apparently, and if you've seen pictures all over the place, this is why. Pink's manager and crew crashed in a Cessna plane in Denmark. The images are horrific.
Yeah.
Pink went on to Instagram and let everybody know it was fine, but Pink's manager and other team members of her tour team were among the 10 aboard a Cessna. And when a plane lands and maybe they lose their landing gear and you see the kind of the belly flop,
sure, they slide in.
This plane's left side is completely charcoaled. The idea that people are still alive is surreal.
It's hard. Anytime you hear a news story attached to the word Cessna, it's never good because it's indicative of a small plane,
also,
right?
Also, I just watched the movie La Bamba. It was on the movie channel of all things last night.
Summer of 1987. Rick Dees' greatest movie.
And Rick Dees made it?
Rick Dees plays the disc jockey.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Little Richie Valens.
That's him?
Yes.
How young was he?
Oh, he was old then.
Jeez.
No, La Bamba's a good movie. Not bad.
So Richie Valens,
hmm?
Buddy Holly,
and
who a third died?
The Big Bopper. Yes, who was a disc jockey? Really?
Wow.
Yeah, the day the music died.
Man,
mm-hmm.
17. Richie Valens. I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's so young. So yeah, well, God, I hate the notion of a private plane. And Cessna to me sounds rickety. Well, somehow.
I mean, I think private plane. I think of the Richie Valens story. Right?
Yeah.
How, and they were just trying to get back, try to get ahead of the tour, right?
Right.
Chris Martin, one more.
Last
Chris Martin,
one. Last
Dakota
one.
Johnson are back together. If you're a fan of Chris Martin, you would the idea that he's dating Don Johnson.
I heard she got her teeth
daughter.
Fixed. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about that.
Yeah, she has a, there's a word for it. I can't think of it. For a small split in her front teeth that she had corrected. And there's a video that they sponsored. I think it might have been from New Yorker magazine mm-hmm. from a couple of years ago where she showed the things that she could fit between her front teeth. And she said, like, look, a credit card.
The Coldplay front man and the 50 Shades of Grey star, apparently they're back together. Just a heads up for those of you who care. I do. I'm a Coldplay fan.
Oh, I thought
yes, I said
thought
it
you
here.
Were a Dakota Johnson fan.
She's beautiful, but, like, yeah. She didn't write Yellow. Deep cut. That's early hit.
Oscar, truer words are never spoken.
Yes.
You only date men that write
yes.
the song Yellow. As a matter of fact, man, it's Chris Martin that texted you. Hey, Daniela, didn't you get a call back on your thing?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get?
Yeah.
I got a cute little gif of a penguin saying hello.
Oh. See, that's. I would rather want that type of flirting.
Yeah.
Not, you know, sex, age, and dynamite. I don't know what... ASL.
Well, she got something that's cute. What you got is something from the Gimp in Pulp Fiction. So, but good news, folks. Oscar's still alive. And when we come back, we'll do the audio vault right after this.
My fellow Americans, we live in the greatest, strongest, most powerful, zestiest, tastiest nation in the world. This is the United States of America. Bigger, faster, taller, classier, trickier, flashier, fatter, oranger, always the best. Yet some people are not exercising their freedom of speech. Sad.
Mm.
That's why we have created the Yak Shack. The Yak Shack allows you to call from anywhere, anytime, and leave a message for Old Mike, Fat Rob, and Creepy Oscar.
Oh, well then.
Just dial 888-920-6673. That's 1-888-920-MORE. Have a drink, leave a message, hear yourself on the show. Excellent. Call and collude with TMOS. Trust me, I'm like really smart. I have a big brain. A very stable genius.
Oh, dear.
Now bring me a Big Mac or I'll sell Rhode Island to the Koreans.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Only a couple left,
only,
Oscar.
Only
a couple
only
left.
A few.
So if you want to get to see us Saturday night in Vegas, mm-hmm. that's November 16th. I'm not kidding you this time. You got to buy them now.
Do it.
All you got to do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the banner, follow the directions, and you'll be a part of it. The Saturday show is shaping up to be something very special, not only different from the Friday show, but different than something than anything we've ever done.
It'll be a lot of fun.
So you want to make sure you're there. Vegas, November 16th, do it. And now, let's open this, and then we can do this and do the thing. And it's the Audio Vault for Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. So let us begin. I love this. Things that are part of the cultural cognizance that you think they've always been around. I know everything about it, like Star Wars.
Yes.
I mean, for you and I, Star Wars has been a part of our lives pretty much our whole life. It's always been there, right?
Yes.
And you know all the stories, the backstories and
stuff.
Well,
now I do.
And then they released this. They brought in the first time Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill read the script together. You know,
like a table read?
Like a table read. They didn't even know what the story was.
Oh, wow.
And they just were given the mm-hmm. sides, they call
this
them.
This is cool.
They say, you're Han Solo, your name is Luke Skywalker, and they do this scene. I think they do a pretty good job. What you hear here, I think, is the chemistry that we actually heard in the movie.
I brought you here, now what?
We have to find the rebels.
Their bases are very well hidden, son. All the power of the Empire can't find them. Do you know where they are?
No, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to take you on an impossible chase across the galaxy. I was paid to bring you here. Now you're here. Give me my other 5,000 and I'll be on my way. You're on your own. I'm on my own. I'll let you off on the nearest system.
You can't. Look, we've come this far. We must find them.
Why?
Well, for one reason, you don't have your other 5,000.
Well, who's going to pay me?
I think there's some things we should talk about. I'm beginning not to like you.
I love the fact that their characters are almost in place at the first
Harrison
time they
Ford
did it.
Sounds so young.
He does.
He doesn't look like
awesome,
anymore.
But a little look. I know people like that. The behind the scenes type of
it. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear them do that type of read. You know why?
It's a little off.
It ruins
what
they did in the actual movie. And I'm not that big a Star Wars fan. I'll go watch because it's, you know, it's part of pop culture and you have to actually know about and I think the films are pretty good.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that was how that started. I can see you can see the characters are playing.
They're starting to do, But it's wild.
But the punt of the read.
Yes.
It bothers me.
Well, the problem is that Mark Hamill is still not a very good actor. Yeah. I mean, he's better now.
He's the weaker one in that.
He's mostly a voice actor now. Mm-hmm. He does. Oh, sure. He will occasionally cash a $4 million check to play Luke Skywalker, but his real bread is playing the Joker.
Wow.
All right. So the Marlins, Florida Marlins have a baseball team, and they had a rookie player named Eason Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his first game this week, his debut game.
Called up.
And because of that, they were interviewing his parents live on television. He was 0-for-2 his first time at bat. And at his third time at bat, while his parents are being interviewed, he hits a home run.
Oh,
this is a great. This is why you watch live television.
Is this an emotional day for you?
Very, very emotional.
We just homered against DeGrom in his major league debut. That is unreal. We are blessed. We're grateful. Thank you again.
Pretty good. Isn't that great?
What a moment.
Now, you talked about Chris Martin just a moment ago.
Yes.
He used to be married to Gwyneth Paltrow,
yes.
right? She was doing a Q&A with her fans. And I don't know. It sounds like Gwyneth might have kind of a short fuse. They asked her about her cooking prowess.
Do I actually cook? Yes, I cook. You think I would pretend to write cookbooks if I didn't cook? Thank you for defending me. And that person.
Oh, my God.
And that's for her fans.
Jesus.
Bitch on wheels.
Yeah,
I'm just guessing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Relax, Pepper Potts.
So sometimes I'll click a headline just because of the headline.
Yes.
And luckily, this one came with audio. But when I'm on a news site and I see the headline that reads, Pittsburgh woman urinates on Walmart potatoes, I'm in.
Okay.
Obviously, this is a regrettable situation for...
Okay. I love the fact she actually went number one on produce in a Walmart. He says, obviously, this is a regrettable situation.
I mean, what are you on top of four shelves and a rolling tray?
I know. Yeah, really. Go for something lower.
Jeez.
Maybe. Sometimes they have like...
Maybe she's tall.
Obviously, this is a regrettable situation for Miss Brown. She's embarrassed. She's a young woman that made a mistake, but she's going to address whatever issues she may or may not have, and she's going to move forward.
That's like really gross. That's like gross.
It's gross.
Why do it?
It is.
She must be ill or something.
Ill.
Sick. She needs to get fine.
She might need some help in some way. I wash all my produce.
Yeah, I guess you do. I just think it's weird that the lady that peed would have the name Brown. It just doesn't seem exactly. That is sad. And remember, Pony said, maybe she's tall. Oscar, maybe. I know we're not exchanging a lot of gifts anymore, but I think I found something you might like. It's only $1,500. It is a drone add-on that's a flamethrower.
Oh, damn.
So for $1,500, you can have a flamethrowing drone.
Instantly deliver precision streams of fire with the TF-19's high-power plasma ignition system. A game changer for clearing vital infrastructure, igniting remote vegetation, and eliminating pests. The Wasp attachment is a versatile fit for any system and capable of any mission, no matter how tough.
I don't think it's okay.
What?
Remote vegetation? Like, that's brush fire waiting to happen.
Yeah, I don't. What, does it have a flamethrower?
Yeah, you attach it to your drone. It only weighs 5 pounds.
I mean, that's no way that's real.
Oh, it's real.
Arson. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, my God. It's an arsonist dream.
Yeah. It's because...
Just buzz away.
Burn things down from the comfort of your chair. And after you burn it down, hit the return button.
Who else would use that?
Well, I guess to burn out wasp bushes. That's what they're saying.
Okay, look.
What if you don't like your neighbor?
You talk about mass appeal. What is mass appeal, right?
Right.
A blowtorch for
a drone
is not mass appeal.
No, I guess you're right.
It screams danger.
You hate your neighbor?
My God.
And probably not legal in the city.
Damn.
No, but anyway, so that's available for $1,500. Let's close with this. I wish Mike was here. He loves a laughing baby. I love a laughing baby. This baby thinks it's hysterical when his brother, who's not that much older than him, gargles.
Okay.
He just thinks it's great. Do it again.
Love it.
Oh, it makes me think back to when there was laughter in my house. It seems like it was just yesterday.
Now they're just leaving.
It was. Anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. We'll be back. We'll do it again tomorrow. But for now, that's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us 24/7 at the TMOS Yak Shack. Just dial up 1-888-920-MORE. Messages for the weekly mailbag, love to hear from you. Send it to me, Rob, with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send Oscar things.
Please.
Gift cards in the value, a cumulative value of 50 or greater. A few tickets are available for Vegas if you act now. Also, now is the time to pre-order your fruitcakes. Fruitcake Futures 2019. Both are available at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying, that's a nice flamethrower.
We'll see you soon. Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oscar, a-woo!